say is going to be remotely interesting to me. It's going to be like a fucking guy, God gave him right to not use a computer, and it's just like, shut the fuck up. Oh no!
No.
Yeah, he had some sort of brain rot, man. That was just.
Was it like, oh, sorry, we can't do that here, you have to do it online or something? What was the, like, context?
It was, yeah, I mean, like, sort of. It's a, it's just, you have to report online. Like, you signed it on the
system. Oh, yes. Yes.
And so he, like, brought it in and was like, will you report for me? Mm-hmm. You're like, here, I'm reporting. He's like, here, I'm reporting. And I was like, well, actually, got to report online. That's the only way you do it. I, like, can't do it on my computer. You can do it on this computer that has public access. And he was like, that's fine. Constitutional right to report on a computer.
I see.
I'm just like, oh, you want me to do it for you? I'll do it. No. I almost brought this up in class, but, like, something I get really frustrated with at work is, like, people who refuse to learn to use a computer. And it's going to be the same thing with AI. Mm. It's just like any new technology. The people who refuse to learn are, like, so exhausted.
That sounds like a big thing.
Yeah, I've gotten called that before. It's just like...
No, I feel like you probably, yeah, you interact with those working like a front desk official or at any sort of government agency. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's just like people who just like obviously are smart enough, like they're just normal people. It's just like you refuse to learn. That's the issue. And then you make everybody else's life harder because you're refusing to learn.
It's not an access issue?
No. Well, I mean, like some people I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And those people are fine. I'm not trying to talk about specific people here, but it's just like when it's just like somebody lives in Fairbanks and just like this is, they have just like refuse to learn to use it. It's like, I don't know how to use this. It's like, motherfucker, it's been 30 years.
Yeah.
These aren't new.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to share my lab with you, Megan and Max.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Megan, are you in the homework or the lab?
Homework.
Okay. I just want to make sure I am the furthest behind.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Have I been sharing it to your Gmail this one time, Max?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, I mean, my...
Yeah, you're like...
Yeah.
Booked,
No. I think you've been sharing to my...
Because I just noticed school. That, like, your Max booked up. At Gmail, it's like the one with you with the links, and I was like, I thought that's the one that I've been selecting this whole time. I almost just shared it with Scott.
Scott would have been like, you're discussing homework.
And I've been like, Scott, you don't even know what chapter we're on. Sorry, I get spicy sometimes when I get my homework.
I like it.
Finally, somebody likes it.
I'm going to have spicy Tuesdays, and you can have spicy Thursdays. Megan and Benton still have to find their spicy day.
Yeah, when's your spicy day going to be?
I think it's like a small portion of every day.
Megan's just spicy.
Every day.
Okay.
That doesn't sound monotone and boring to me.
Inspirational quote, I'm going to post off my mirror. So I can see
it every morning. I'm not. No matter what
you say, you're not. It'd be a fun thing to print out and frame. I am not.
With just like a picture of a sunset on the beach.
Or one of those bad motivational posters.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do too. That's like one of my favorite Vinta pieces. She used it. I looked at her survey this morning, and it's like one of the prominent ones on the front page. Yeah.